Hello, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Afshar.
Yes, man, I'm Afshar.
I'm so happy. It's great to meet you.
Ah, just do away with the pleasantries and get to it. But tell me, where did you get my number from?
Well, what difference does that make?
The difference is that I don't have a habit of, you know, just trusting someone for no reason, yes?
But I'm not going to do anything to you, brother. I just want an address from you, the address of Humayun Nazania. You know him, right?
Nah, I've never heard his name before.
Forget about it. Now, maybe you and your buddies call him something else, but I know he's your best friend.
I'm not friends with anybody. You don't get chummy either. Yeah?
He forges documents. Do you know him now?
You got the wrong guy, bro. I don't know about these things. Take care.
Man, all right. Where are you going? Why are you sulking? Close the door. I got your number from Nikar. You know him, right?
Nikar.
The attorney that Humayun's daughter works for him.
Mehran Nikar.
Well, if you don't believe me, let's call him. Let me dial his number myself.
No, man, leave him alone. Forget about Nikar. So, what do you want with Humayun, huh?
Well, what I want isn't a crime. There's a document, and I just want Humayun to look at it, see if it's fake or real, so that I don't get hustled. I want him to examine it. Of course, you'll be getting your cut as well.
So, how much, then?
You give me an address or a telephone number first, then I'll take care of you.
500,000.
500,000, Toma.
That's right. Otherwise, I'm sorry.
Come on, man. What's going on? Are you giving me directions to a treasure?
It seems you don't know about the rates of the dollar and such things, bro, huh?
Oh, I do.
I don't sell out for cheap. If you want an address, you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, Mr. Farooz-Anfar, please bring your head forward. Fortunately, your father's vision has returned 20 to 30%. Now, please move your head back. The way it appears, this progress of improvement might continue, all right?
You mean, Doctor, I'll be able to see well again?
Maybe you won't see quite as well as before, but you will definitely get most of your vision back, sir.
Well, thank God.
How is such a thing possible, Doctor?
In terms of science, I can't give you a convincing reason, but it appears that your temporary blindness was from extreme stress and pressure on the nerves of your eyes, which is gradually lessening, and that is good, see?
But, Doctor, I only see you as a shadow. I can't see the details of your face.
For a start, this is terrific. You should try to distance yourself from stress and anxiety. Perhaps go on a vacation. A change of scenery will be very good for you, and it can help a lot with the speed of your recovery, all right?
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. It's kind of you. Dinner's getting cold.
I'm coming.
Mom, you get started.
Come and sit down. You eat very little lately. Eat something to get your strength.
I can't control it. I don't have an appetite.
What is it, Bazard? Why don't you sit down?
The truth is, I came to tell you about something important.
Hope everything's fine. What happened?
It's about that girl we went to propose to. I mean, Argavan.
I told you once never to mention that girl's name to me. You should try to forget her. I won't let you ruin your life over a silly crush. I mean, what's the point?
Mother, your opinion is very important to me, but I've got enough sense to be able to make my own decisions.
Thank you very much. So I'm nothing over here.
No way. You're my elder. But I don't need an elder anymore. That's why I've come to tell you everything and get it over with.
Tell us what?
The fact
that... Benny's gone nuts and is talking nonsense. Come on, man. We talked to each other about this. You were supposed to deal with the situation rationally. Didn't we agree that you would forget about her forever?
What I say doesn't have any value to him. Why don't you talk to him, Manushi?
Don't you worry, Mother.
Leave taming this wild horse to me. I know how to get him onto the right path. Come on, man, get up. You want to worry your poor mother to death? Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. We'll be right back.
I'm afraid the boy's going to do something stupid.
Mother, before Bizarre and that girl get too serious, we have to think of something.
Very well, go ahead and eat your dinner.
Come in here and close the door. Come, come in.
What is it, Manucha? What are you saying? Why don't you let me?
What do you want to say? Why do you want to ruin everything? Why don't you get rid of that girl so you can get on with your life? What are these games you're playing, Bizarre?
First of all, love isn't a game. Secondly, I've gotten married to that girl. Get
all
it
right,
through
man,
your head.
Quiet down. Oh, I married that girl. They'll hear you. If she's your wife, why are you looking for an excuse to get rid of her?
Stop talking nonsense. I'll never do such a
yes,
thing.
Yes, brother, when the time comes, you will.
I said I'll never do such a thing. Listen, Manucha, just do something. Don't interfere in my private life.
Hold on a minute. Look here. Look, even if I haven't experienced something, I've seen it in others. Look, Bizarre, I've never been in love in my life, but I've seen as many people in love as you could imagine. None of them look like you. They're nothing like you at all. They're bold, fearless, without feeling embarrassed. They shout out their love, but listen, brother, you are scared. Bizarre, you're even afraid of talking to anyone about your marriage. You're afraid of
it. Why are you talking nonsense? I wanted to talk right now, but you wouldn't let
me. Man, lower your voice. It's too late for all that now.
It's not too late for anything. Let's go downstairs and I'll show you boldness.
Come sit down now. All right, he's become a lion for me now. Look, man, it's not your job. You've already made a mess of things. It's my job. All you have to do is drop your head and say, yes, I made a mistake.
You made the mistake.
You made the mistake, Bizarre. You know that you've done something wrong. Do you know what your problem is? You think I'm your enemy. You think I want to hurt you. Look, Bizarre. A lover with no money picks clovers. Why do you want to let a false love ruin everything you've got?
Don't talk about something you don't know about.
I don't know. Or you, who's buried his head in the ground like an ostrich, you don't know anything about your wife.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, I have to take you to see someone tomorrow who I'm sure you'll be shocked to meet.
Who?
Argavan's dad.
What?
Bizarre, your father-in-law is alive. Argavan lied to you. Right at the start of your life, your wife told you a big lie.
Why are you talking nonsense, Manucha? I saw his death certificate myself.
You simple fool, it's a forgery. Her dad's a forger. Yes.
Come in.
Daddy, aren't you coming down? Mother's made a walnut cake in your honor and it looks delicious.
All right, my girl. You go and I'll be down.
Sure.
Stop, stop. I think it's him. Yeah, I think that's him. Get out. So you've got the ID and the passport?
Don't worry about that. I've always taken care of you, Homayun.
No problem.
Hello there, Homayun. Man, it's great to see you.
Hello to you.
How are you doing?
Hello.
He's Bizarre and I'm Manucha. I'm a friend of Afshar's. He called you yesterday, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, what did you want?
Well, I need to tell you that we've heard a lot about your handiwork and expertise from those who are in the know. This friend of mine, the poor thing's had a problem come up, so we need to see if you could help him out with it. He's stuck in a bad situation.
All right. Come inside and let's see what your problem is.
Thanks a lot. You get in. And they say that what you do is really hard.
That's right. And the more time passes, the harder it gets to work in my profession. It's because everything has become computerized.
Yes.
From the entry gates to the exit gates, and from the border crossings to the government facilities. That's the reason why there aren't that many who have the courage to forge documents. And in order not to fall behind, as I say today, I've upgraded myself.
Man, these days that they make copies just like originals, even better than the originals. Man, the perfect example's China. Whatever goods or products you can think of, they produce it better than the original.
Well, that's right. The market for counterfeits is in China, and we get a bad name. They make copies left and right and no one does a thing. And then if I forge one document, I'm a criminal.
No, man, it's not like that. They might be ahead in quantity, but in quality, your work is something else. You are quite the maestro.
Okay, let's move on. So what did you need?
Look here, Homayun. We don't want an ID card or any documents. We just want you to come to my friend's house to take a look at something from up close, then leave.
What?
It's a treasure map.
Forget about it, man. You shouldn't waste your time with such things. In the end, it's either clay or a thousand-year-old grave.
No, man, it's not that. It's a real treasure map. It was found in an old house around Paminar. The guy wants to sell it to my buddy. We thought we shouldn't rush anything. We'll investigate it first so that we don't get conned.
So what do you want me to do?
Just take a look at it. I mean, we want you to look to see if it's an original or a fake. I'll pay you however much it costs.
Yes.
So why didn't you bring the map for me to look at?
Well, we couldn't. That's why we didn't.
Why couldn't you?
Man, put yourself in the guy's place. Would you take a precious map and just walk around with it? Go somewhere that you don't know who's there, who's waiting for you there? Would you trust them at all?
So in that case, why should I trust you?
First of all, it was Mr. Afshar.
Afshar introduced us.
Introduced us, that's right.
So?
And also, Mr. Homayun, you're not going to lose anything. You'll just come there for 2 minutes, look at it, and whether it's real or whether it's fake, you'll still be paid and be on your way.
Yes.
No. You don't wrap a cloth round a head that doesn't hurt. Off you go, find someone else.
Here's a down payment. If you agree, you'll get twice as much.
It has to be something valuable that you've already written the check.
Man, I already told you, it's a treasure.
So, you accept or will you forego this money?
Drink your tea first, it's getting cold.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you need something here?
Are you Soraya? Hello there.
Hello.
I'm Argivan, Azania.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm sorry for disturbing you. I wanted to talk to your mother. Isn't she home?
In the mornings when I go to work, she either goes shopping or to see her friends.
Well, would it be a problem if I wait for her till she comes back?
No, not at all. What problem?
Thanks a lot.
Please come in.
Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourselves.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go ahead.
Goodbye.
Hello. Hi, Afshar. Yeah, they came and left. Yeah.
Do you believe me now, brother? Get in, let's go.
You get behind the wheel.
Yeah, let me get in. Come on.
Somebody. Is the boss in his office?
Yes.
Is he alone?
Yes.
Very well. Get your work.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Give me a reward. We've won the bid. Sir, you should have been there to see what I did. I got the project out of the competitors' hands in a way they didn't even know what had happened. Sir, of course, if we want to be fair, Bizad had a big influence in this matter, so it's good. For the factory, it's really good. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you.
When you talk, sit properly. The stink of your feet and socks is killing me.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. It's a problem with the shoe. The stink comes out of the side.
Put that thing in your pocket. You can talk on it when you go outside.
Hold on, sir. Can you see me?
Of course I see you. Why are you acting like a clown?
Huh? Oh, sir, I'm so happy for you. Since when? Congratulations.
You're choking me.
Sir, I swear, I feel like I could fly. I'm so happy, sir. I have to tell everyone. I have to call Soraya. Sir, we have to celebrate. You want me to sacrifice a sheep or a cow or a goat or...
Don't make a scene and don't get cute. People like you, if they don't have someone looking over them, get skittish and insubordinate. You deserve me to kick you out of this factory.
Sir, I am your servant. Great men have honor and lovers just talk. Sir, you're the most honorable man in the world. Forgive me, please. During the auction session, I pounded my foot on the ground so much that my feet were about to explode. I thought I'd take my socks off and let them
you're
breathe.
You're lucky. I'm in a good mood today.
Thank God.
Send someone to buy pastries and pass it out to the workers. Go on, let me see what you can do.
Sure, sir. Sure. Give me a smile and I'll bring the whole bakery here. Miss Amadi!
Where to?
What is it, sir?
Take those stinky shoes and socks with you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. Here, wait one second, wait. I can't even tell the difference between night and day. Miss Amadi, great news! The boss has regained his eyesight.
Thank God.
We have to throw a party. No, ma'am, don't disturb him.
Yes, sir.
Rest. Go ahead.
Here you are.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Don't you want to tell me why you've come?
If you will allow your mother to get home, then I will tell you absolutely everything.
Yes, please have your tea. Please. Excuse me, Miss Azania, but if you've come to
talk about what happened a while ago, I should tell you that you are wasting your time because that matter's completely over for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. But, well, it's just...
I think it's my mother. With your permission, excuse me.
Oh. Hello?
Hello there, Argovan. Where are you?
I'm at your house.
What are you doing there?
Bezette, your time is up. I've come to tell them everything about our marriage.
Did you?
No, not yet. I was waiting for your mom to come, and she's just arrived.
Argovan?
You'll get up and leave that house right now. You got it?
Bezette, dear, just please allow me to tell them and get it over with, my darling.
Argovan, I swear to God, if just one word comes out of your mouth, you'll never see me again. I will leave you forever.
What's that mean?
I said, now's not the time.
Any hour this afternoon, you'll come home.
I've something important to tell you. Got it? Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Madoct.
Hello. Do you want to see me, girl?
The truth is, it's not very important.
Didn't you say you wanted to talk to my mother?
Yeah. There's a little bit left for settling my account with Mr. Firouzanfar regarding my attorney's fees. And it was resolved on the phone. I won't bother you anymore. With your permission, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What the hell is going on in this house?
Mum, it's all very suspicious. I think there's something between those two.
Who are you calling?
Bezard. He's not answering.
Mr. Firouzanfar! Good job. Don't leave these in the way, brother. Good job, man. What? Why are you upset? What happened?
Argovan went over to the house without telling me.
Oh, wow. So the hits just keep on coming. Hey, Bezard, we've been ruined. It's coming down on us from all sides.
Why? What happened?
Your uncle can see again.
What?
He can see, brother. He sees.
Well, that's really great.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, it's good, but it's both good and bad. I mean, from now on, he'll be much more sensitive. He'll be watching your smallest move. Who knows? Maybe he's watching the closed-circuit cameras right now. I swear that I'm really happy about it. You should jump up there and give your uncle a big congratulations. I'm really happy about it. I'm really, really happy. Hello there, Kasem.
How are you doing, boss?
Fine, thanks. I'm telling you.
Yes?
Hello, Soraya. I've got great news. Your uncle's been healed. He can see again.
Are you serious?
Yes, man.
Don't call them eyes. They're like telescopes. He can catch a fly in midair.
Thank God. Mum will be very happy when she hears it, Munisha.
Look, tell Mum to quickly call and congratulate him.
Yes,
I'll do that for sure. Listen, Manushe, do you know what that girl, Argovan, wants with Bezard?
Argovan? Who's Argovan?
The girl whose house we went to. I mean, Bezard's former attorney. She'd come here, and she said Bezard owed her some money.
And she needed to settle the account.
Is she there right now?
No. I don't know
what happened, that she just got up and left. I thought you might know what the story is.
No, how should I know? No, she probably owed some money by Bezard over the case.
Manushe, if there is anything, you'd better tell me. I don't want that girl to start causing trouble for us.
Man, Soraya, I always
tell you everything that I know. All right, I'm busy. I have to go back to the factory. Do you need anything else? Look, don't forget to call to congratulate him. Goodbye. I was talking to Soraya.
And?
Thank God the girl left and she didn't tell them anything about it. I pretended I didn't know anything either.
All right, get in. We have to get home soon.
Armadi to the clinic. Dr. Armadi to the clinic.
Hello.
Hello.
When did you get back?
Just today, this morning. I couldn't wait anymore. I had to come here to talk to you, Bahar.
It's not appropriate here. If you don't mind, let's go downstairs.
All right, let's go.
Dr. Armadi to the clinic. Dr. Armadi to the clinic.
Excuse me, Doctor, but I just don't understand. Why did you come all this way here? I told you what I thought over the phone.
Yes, a very cold answer, it seems, to get rid of me.
Look here, Doctor. You're an educated person, so you must know every person has the right to choose.
Yes, that's definitely the case. On the condition that their right to choose doesn't cause insult or injury to anyone else. With what you've done, you've insulted me and my family. You've played with my feelings, Bahar.
You're a respectable and rational person. Look, Doctor. We hadn't made any promises to each other. We were just supposed to be in touch from a long distance for a while so we'd get to know each other better. Then we could make our decision properly.
Miss Firuzanfar, don't try to hide the truth by coming up with excuses and lies. You treated me like a toy, Bahar. Like a sledgehammer that's supposed to come down on someone else's head. It seems that I was just an excuse for you to wipe away the past from your mind.
Excuse me, but I don't understand the reason for all your negativity.
The reason is the lie that you told me.
I didn't lie to you.
Yes, you did. On the very first day we met, you said there wasn't anyone in your life.
Because there wasn't anyone in my life?
Yes, there is. It's your uncle's son, Behzad.
There isn't anything between me and my cousin Behzad.
Then look me in the eyes and tell me. You don't have any feelings for that person. I'm talking to you, lady. Look me in the eyes, so I can believe that you're telling me the truth. I came back to Iran after many years in order to get married. With someone that could be my companion in a foreign land. With someone that understands honesty, that shows respect to other people. I'll go back now, and I won't bother you again, see? But you'll never reach your goal by going down the wrong path. And you can be sure. You can be damn sure that you'll pay for what you've done.
The story isn't about right now. 2 or 3 years after my military service, I lost the card and I wasn't in the mood to go through the paperwork of getting another one.
Mr. Azania, do you need anything?
No, thanks very much.
I'll bring you some tea as soon as it brews.
Thank you very much, Behzad. Have some. What is it?
Forging a
military service. Why aren't you here? Get going.
Isn't it easy as you might think?
Goodbye.
Of course it's hard. Not anyone could do it. Hey, Behzad, can you bring a salt shaker?
Salt shaker?
It's not a joke.
Especially now that it's been computerized.
Oh.
I really don't know. Isn't there anyone to tell them not to meddle in people's documents so much?
That's what they do, man. They meddle so they can stop a maestro like you from making some money.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bizzard.
You're welcome.
Man, have some now. Have a banana.
Forgery. It's a bit like playing chess.
Oh, well.
They might check you. But, you know, there's always a way to avoid checkmate.
Yes.
What happened, Behzad?
I called. They're on their way. They'll be here.
I've got other things to do
sure,
as well.
Sure, I'm really sorry.
They're coming, man. They're coming. Thanks a lot, Behzad.
No problem. Here you go.
Man, have tea before it's cold.
It seems like they're here. Come upstairs.
I'm not coming up. You come down.
I said come up. We need to talk.
Behzad? Until this whole thing gets resolved, I'm not setting foot in that house.
What's that mean? Why are you acting like this? I said come upstairs.
I won't. You come outside.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. One moment.
Is there a problem?
No. It's nothing. Just a family argument.
While you're acting like this, why don't you come up when I tell you to?
Let's get going, Behzad.
Where to?
To your mother's house. Man, I'm tired of this. I can't do it anymore. We either have to settle this today or else I'm gone.
Very well. Let's go upstairs. Everything will be settled today.
I'm sorry for going there on my own. Believe me, I can't control myself. I'm getting really frustrated from all these lies and secrets.
So you've never lied to me before?
No. Of course I haven't. I have always been honest with you.
Very well. Follow me afterwards. I'll go wherever you want me to. Let's go.
خواستم کدوم جنون کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامن گیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن